I was thinking about you guys when I went home, and I was thinking about all of the things that are going on in this world, which I pay attention to a little bit, because I don't like to be caught in that drama. And I was thinking about the fog, the density that's really clouding people's visions, and why people are so frightened because of the uncertainty. And then that made me think of all the deception that's going on in our world, too. Deception that's, I tend to look at things through spiritual eyes, and try to find the rhyme and the reason, and what other reason than to look within, to make choices and decide for ourselves. I mean, let's face it, throughout earthly times, we have been deceived. And that made me think of the male energy. And so I was getting really deep in my break, thinking about the healing that needs to take place just in the male energy, because truth is, males have been out there, the conquerors, also the... the killers, in some senses. That male authority, always achieving. I admire the male energy myself because, oh my God, they've been out there forever doing it. And that has to have some merit, does it not? It does. Which led me even to a deeper thought, thinking about feminine energy and how helpless it can be at times. And it just can't do it. Nobody understands me. So it's like there's got to be a healing, because I guess which leads back to the relationship we're developing for ourselves, because each have their own divinity, and we couldn't function on this earth really without the other. So, you know, you are one that provoked my thought, Mark, because, good. But I mean, in the way that, you know, we have our feet in the earth and embedded, and we like the game, we like what we like. And yet your instincts must be intuitive, not in a natural way, or you wouldn't be successful. So I was thinking how men don't think of it like women do and get all spiritual. Men are men, but they use their natural earthy instincts to make decisions, to make choices. Now, I'm not saying all men have not made mistakes, because we've all made them. But I'm saying there must be something earthy within you that makes you draw upon your experience that discerns of what to do and what not. Am I right? What I want to really say is that men and women are together on this earth, and the healing must take place within ourselves in that relationship and in the world. And that is part of the true healing. And the relationship that you have within yourself is what helps the dynamics in your world. Do you get what I mean? You can't have a healthy relationship out here with men and women if you don't have a healthy relationship within you. Just because you're a woman doesn't mean that you're not acting out in male energy. And there are males acting out in their feminine energy. So it led me to think of how important it is that we begin to identify with each other as energy, relating to that and responding to that energy without feeling disgusted or irritated because they're pushy, because this woman is pushy, because this man is pushy, because they're overbearing, because they're helpless and they're weak, because men identify with women as weak and helpless too, you know? So it's restoring those healthy feelings and allowing that divine energy to come through to make our peace. So what I was saying earlier is the relationship that we're creating really is a healthy relationship that you want to have with yourself. What's important to you doesn't have to be important to me, but I can respect and honor that. We can agree to disagree. You can take some of what I said and put it in the light or throw it away. I'm going to love you anyway. You know what I'm saying? We can agree to disagree without letting it separate us from others. And that is just so very important in our world today, because the division is so tremendous. And what has caused some of that division but what? Well, always ego. Yes, fear. What's the word I just used? Think about that door, the illusion of that distaste that you have that repels you from another person. When you're watching the news, what is it? Fear? Deception. Thank you, trickster. But it's the deception. And the only deception that matters is the deception that you... Amen. Oh, you... is the deception within yourself, in all of the ways that you have deceived yourself, because if you can be deceived, then you have deceived yourself. These are the things that we want to release and heal this afternoon. Now, you don't have to worry because nothing's going to release itself that you're not willing or desire to, but there are things because collectively we're here in a temple together for the purpose of one. Whatever we're searching for is ultimately the same thing. Peace, fulfillment, the possibility of knowing that we can truly fulfill everything that we came here to fulfill, the lessons, to have learned them but not berate them, let it be an eternal thing. It's like, I don't know, what makes you smile? What makes you smile? Life. Life makes her smile. What makes you smile? When you feel happy inside. I like that. What makes you smile? Horses. Horses? Oh, horses make me strong. I love horses. Horses. What makes you smile, Tara?
I love nature.
What makes you smile? Aww. I love that. Good answer, buddy. But how incredible if all relationships could say that we make each other smile because we want to bring out the beauty in each other. Yeah. Well, I think that we are developing and attracting more healthy relationships, and a lot of relationships are ending. I've done more counseling on relationships this last 6 months than I can tell you in the last year and a half. And it's, again, goes back to union. So why would we want to heal ourselves? Why? First thing that comes.
So we stop suffering.
Okay. So you can relate. But you know, in the collective world, in a very dogmatic way, the suffering is because one feels that they will reap the rewards in heaven. And so suffering is not a bad thing. It's like a duty or a job. And poor me. I will take on the world. I will carry the burdens, the weight of it all. But there are no creative solutions for me. And we have lots of suffering Sues in our world. Do we not? You might know a few yourself. It doesn't matter what happens. There's always a suffering surrounding it. You know? So I want you just to think about and write down on a piece of paper, maybe, if you were to release something about yourself today, what would it be? What is it that you would want to give to the light, give to God? And certainly we know that our ego self will not be doing the healing, but it is the light of God. I want you to always remember this. There is no division in the heart of God. And that's where you will always know your center. If I'm feeling divided, and when you think about that division, a division, divided house falls. We are many. We are one. We are not just an ego self groveling, trying to make it work. We have an expressor. We have our individual I, where we have stored so many things. We have an emotional body, which is our vitality, our passion. We have a visionary that holds lots of judgments, which blocks our vision and ability to see. And we have our kinship with God. So we truly are many and we are one, are we not? And in this new day, because the earth is not as dense as it was, it's not. It's vibrating at a different level. We're experiencing planetary things that are coming and imploding. Like take Pluto, for instance. Depending where that lies in your planets is how incredibly strong it is. Not to pick on you, but to help you reveal that which has been hidden, to bring it out of the dark and into the light. My colleague and good friend Judy here is, I speak to her all the time about that, because between the solar eclipses and this eclipse, and it's like it's a wonder we're sane. But yet you look around and there's lots of people kind of going crazy because they cannot handle this energy. They cannot harness it. So for me personally, why would I want to heal? So that my vibration can lift in a harmonious way with the times. so that wherever this earth takes us, wherever I am to go, I will be able to lift into it vibrationally and not be caught in this earth playing out the same old, same old. I find tremendous purpose in that. Maybe you don't, and that's okay. It's finding that which is important to you and letting that be your core. To me, that's what today was all about. Let's begin to move some of the cobwebs away so that we can see clear, so that we can discern and not be deceived by the outside world. And that's why your intuition, your psychic abilities, let's go back to the word psychic. It means the breath of God. And we're not special to have them. Every person in this entire world has them. Perhaps they have not developed them. Doesn't mean they don't exist. And even those acting out horrific things does not mean that there isn't God within them. It just means they're unconscious. Their lives have been tainted and they're untotally aware. It doesn't mean they deserve to go to hell, because that's not up to us. We are not the righteous ones. We stand for our truth, and that's really what that fourth picture was about. When you saw that beautiful, smooth foundation and that being, call it male, female, who cares, speaking their truths, their spiritual truths, whatever that is, whether it's discernment and honor in the job that you're doing, integrity, loyalty, these are attributes that lie in the divine male and female. And it's these polarities of energies that will never cheat on you, for a lack of better words. That is what you're healing to bring home, because there is no division in the heart of God. So when you leave here, take simple notice of those things that distract you maybe, that keep you from doing what you love. Perhaps take 30 minutes a day and do something that brings out your childlikeness. It could be gardening, it could be walking through nature, something that stills your presence, that allows you to connect with your source of energy, your being, your love, that makes you vibrate in a far grander way, magnetically, that lifts you and begins to carry you effortlessly, with ease and with grace, instead of walking through the trudge. And I feel that that's a lot of people in humanity, that's their problem, is they're trying to do it the old way. They're going against the grain instead of going with the tide. Remember the door, going back to the old. I don't like what I have, I'm not happy, but I'll settle. Which makes it even worse on your part, because now it's revealed. And again, it's that Plutonian energy that's going to come down and help you reveal it, because it's trying to help you enlighten, to bring light. That's what self-enlightenment means, to bring light to that which is dark within. We all have dark spaces within, and we're learning how to tap into that, and effortlessly, not like a grinder with a tool and having to peek away. And that's why your understanding is so important. It's the shoe that carries you, that helps you move forward, to see it differently, to feel differently, to be able to connect with those that you love and even don't love, you know? Because we're a unique species. And yet when you think about it, we're kind of retarded, because we're so dense in our abilities. We are so unworthy. I am sure some of the aliens out there, UFOs in the high sense, chuckle at us, because we have not begun to use the kind of power that we have, because we haven't earned it. There are those, yes. But we as a whole species have not learned how to harness it, how to maturely use it, because we've abused it. Am I making sense to you? We're in that time now, though, where that harness is being unleashed. Not to everybody, Sauji, God bless you. Not to everybody, but those that are sincere, that know who they are today, not yesterday, today, can open themselves and ask. As you ask, so shall you receive. You know, you are channels of light. And that doesn't mean, you know, you're in necessarily a healing profession. You're a channel of light. I don't care what business you're in. You're a channel of light. I know that you just retired. We are channels of light. And this is the time to begin to contemplate that. Contemplate it and exercise it through the One. When you look in the mirror, see the light. And it's far more exquisite than any pain in your eyes. And it's okay to see pain in someone's eyes or even sadness, because it's what allows us to see the whole self. And we want to be able to see people as they are, do we not? But through an acceptance, a loving acceptance. And the only way we can do that is if we learn to accept ourselves. Otherwise, we're going to always be sitting on the back judging ourselves, holding back. And if you're meant to be a channel of light, or if you're meant to grow and you're not listening, your experiences are going to be a little tougher than the one who says, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, but I want to listen. I want to hear because I want to follow my calling, no matter what it is. And that's not to be judged. You are the only judges in your lives. No one's judging you. And if they are, it's because they're judging themselves. You know what I'm saying? Judges are judges. But they will never give you a break and it will never be good enough. So how will you ever feel free? Don't you want to be free to see for you? Just as you were looking at those pictures today, giving your insight, those are the messages that were speaking to you personally. You who felt crammed in with the door, that's something to think about. Okay, what's the first step? What's the first thing that I must do to heal? Because even baby steps are incredible steps on your journey and should be honored. Everyone is healing at a different pace. Some aware, some more aware. Nobody better, nobody lesser. And it's our collective that helps humanity rise, because our healing makes it that much easier for mankind, which makes it even more beautiful. Now, the selfish, stingy heart would say, Jesus, it's enough for me to take care of myself. Why should I care about anybody else? I don't know. That's a good question. When you get the answer, you can let me know. The human heart is stingy. Your spiritual heart is not. Love is free. And you can't receive it? That's okay. Pass it on. It doesn't make you worthy or unworthy. You see, we have to let go of our vestment in the outcomes. We're not here to fix people, are we? Yeah. How boring would that be? Impossible, because personalities are personalities. And personalities refine and they mature as we spiritually grow, and it naturally happens. I've had people say to me, I got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Because Kimberly, I really can't let go because I like this human world. And I'll have to give up this, and I'll have to give up that. And it's like, what are you talking about? Because you're spiritual, you can't have fun anymore? Because you're spiritual, you can't go shopping? I love to shop. Because you're spiritual, you're, what, sitting holier than now, being all good? No, because your duality will bite you in the butt when you least expect it. We live in a dualistic world. But now is the time for our ego self to come to life. And to experience the joy that it has not always felt. To let this crust that has encased our physical bodies transmute. So that your ego self is the vessel that is creating all of the things that you love. And only those things that you love. If there are things in your life you hate to do, I say stop doing them. Or delegate it to somebody who might like it. I'm just saying be creative. There are ways. There are means to make your life work. In other words, tunnel vision can entrap you. Visionary can free you. Because everything you need, every resource is within you or surrounding you. Can we all agree with that? So ask and trust. Because trust is a big thing today. Nobody trusts. I don't think it's necessarily important we trust each other. I feel that. We can trust that each other will do the best that they can. But where our trust belongs is in spirit, because spirit is our manifesting force. Now, some of you have heard me say this before. It's so practical. What are you breathing in? More fear? More of the collective? I tuned into the collective. This was like 2 weeks before the last energies. And I had haunted dreams. And it was like I was going deep into my psyche and just releasing things, old things. And I actually felt very cleansed, exhausted when I woke up, but cleansed, and it was like I really got to see the auric egg of our collective consciousness and how it was purging, cleansing, and it's not an overnight process. But you see, it's you that have to trust in the process. For the world you live in, we all live in different places, but it's important because your world matters. And you're creating the fruitions of your work. to experience that fulfillment. You don't take your stuff with you, guys, when you die. Transition, bye-bye. But you are taking your experience. So there's nothing so tangible you need to hold on to, except take care of it and nurture it while you are here. So I know I started speaking again. Write down. It could be one thing, it could be two things, it could be an army. What is it that you desire to release today within your chakras? And I want you just to take a moment and feel you. Have I felt exceptionally mighty here? Have I been passionateless? Do I feel no energy? Am I tired, drained? Wherever you feel that in your body, let it speak to you and begin to create your desire. And let's not try to figure out how the healing's going to happen. Let's just trust that all of those divine energies that are here to help us right now are going to help us transmute it so that we can transform to be closer to who we truly are, whatever that means. It can't be so bad, come on. You all look so serious. I take my soul very serious, but not this life. It's just a life. And it's the value and the meaning that I give it that makes it unique. And if there's nothing to heal within you, then just be at peace and you can just go on the journey and relax. I love thoughtfulness. I love that when you were thoughtful this morning, when you knew that I didn't have dinner last night, and he got up very early, which is not like him, and cooked me breakfast. That was very, so it's corny, but it's the little things in life that let you know a person cares. It's thoughtfulness. Maybe for you it's a different energy, but thoughtfulness is important to me. Is everybody finished writing? You ready? Let's just close our eyes. And let's take a deep breath with the purpose, our intention being strong in strengthening, awakening, and energizing that divine within us. Letting go of any and all illusions that block our ability to move forward in our lives. So I want you to breathe in warmth and good feelings and just let everything that is not of love dissipate as we exhale. Breathe in love and wisdom, love for the heart and wisdom for the mind, and anything unlike itself again in your exhale. Let it go. Let it go right out into this room for healing. Another deep breath, and now just breathe. Breathe into your space, into the aura around you, with the love and the wisdom surrounding you. Feel your aura expanding. And now love and wisdom, take hands, just feel it. You can feel them together. Let it flow right in to your heart. Feel it within your heart. As your aura expands, your love and your wisdom holding hands. And now take another deep breath. And I want you to draw that energy right up into your throat chakra so that you are free to express your love and your wisdom. Oh my soul, I am ready to receive you. And this light and this wisdom is for those that step on my path. And I send this light out and I bless all of those in our world, in our universe. And now breathe in again and just feel that energy drawing right up into your crown chakra so that you are able to recognize the love and the wisdom. Love and wisdom is your purpose for being here on earth. Feel that love now just quickly flowing out to all of those who will be attracted, whether they be clients, people, those that are drawn to your love and wisdom, and only those that will best benefit by your knowledge. Just be still and notice if you feel energies coming in. Just be still and see what comes to you. Let us ask now to be shown what it is that we should release within ourselves. We ask in the name of love. Whatever we need to release, let it be known. And whatever you feel, you can just say it out loud quietly, but feel the discharge. Trust in yourselves, in the journey that you are taking. And if there are tensions in your body, take a deep breath and just feel yourself relaxing again right into the chair. Fear is the one energy that should be released. And whatever it is that we are not saying does have fear associated with it. What is the fear that prevents our loving expression? Ask. And the first thing that comes to you, listen. And now take your hand over your heart, allowing your hand to remove the fear right over your heart and send it right up to the light. Your hands are conductors. Feel that light transmuting any and all fear, negativity, or even crust that keeps you from receiving. And then we take our hands now and we go deeper. Let us go deeper into our soul, because that fear affects every chakra. So I want you to now put your hand over your solar plexus. Put it down low, where the solar plexus affects your memory. Breathe in that light and wisdom objectively, for you are the healer. Working now with the healing within you, any and all memories that have affected you negatively, anything that has happened to you or that you have done to yourself or others, feel it transmuting. Take it into the light so that you can feel your love as you bless that experience. We all came with an intention and a purpose. Feel your hands moving even deeper, deeper into the core. We came on purpose and with purpose. We were not thrown to the wolves. Ask and ye shall receive. Whatever your next step is. And as you feel all of those energies in your solar plexus, all of your hidden fears, feel it transmuting. Transmuting the power of you into the I, allowing the me, to transform into the I am that I am. Feel that in your heart as you breathe in light, feeling wisdom flowing more into your mind. And now take your hands back to your heart and feel that warmth, that love flowing right up into your throat, so that you are free to express all of your abilities, your spiritual truths, your passion, your zest for that which you love. Feel it transmuting, for a trust is growing, and you know that you will discern, and the voice will flow through you with love. And now to our foundation, the love. Put your hands on your root, your very root chakra, for this is your foundation. Feel your intentions for being here, an acceptance of your hardships, of the pain, the suffering, all that you have felt. Feel it transmuting in your foundation so that you are able to rise and walk on the heart line of earth, but very connected to earth. I want you to ask yourself, what is the most important thing that I need to hear right now? Listen and record it. What is the most important thing that I must hear right now? And as that light now filters through your mind, as you receive your answer, recognize, feel, that you are a channel of light on earth. And I want you to ask in this moment for forgiveness for anything that you have done to prevent that. Feel the purity of your motives, your intention, all of your inner resources awakening, alert, with even the knowing that you don't know. Let there be peace as it unfolds like a lotus blossoming in all of the many dimensions that lie within you. And as you bring your awareness back into this room, I want you to bring that warmth right up and let it flow out your eyes. Feel that light. The eyes are the windows of the soul. Open your eyes when you're ready and let that light be felt, be seen. When you're ready, I want you just to share with your partner what it is you experienced or not. Because after you've shared, then I want you to look in their eyes, to take a turn, and I want you to find something beautiful in their eyes and tell them. Each and every one of you have that gift, you know, because it's you. Fall in love, see the beauty, share the beauty, energize what you love. And if something comes to you that you don't like, just, okay, next. And just keep walking. Do not energize all of those things that you have a distaste for. Just play with it. Try it for 30 days. And you will be surprised at your eyes, the freedom you feel. It's not a trap, guys. It's not. And if you only knew how beautiful you were, you would marvel. You would. Thoughts make you ugly. That doesn't mean you're ugly. Cleanse the thoughts. And let your imperfections be a part of you. Just remember this, we all deserve love, but you are love. So it's not like you need love, you are love. Let that love go out and attract your life and let it come to you. Very different group today, I must say. Nice, and there's so many faces I don't know, but feel like I do now. So thank you for whatever reason brought you to Delphi. You're home, it's a home away from home. And thank you.